This goes to Brian Thwaites, Thwaites, PAC, fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Sharon, last name is Miller, M like Mary, I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth is 7/23/1949. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Miller with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, a history of hyponatremia, currently normal, and anemia. The patient had her consultation September 3rd, 2025, and at that time, kidney function was worse and the sodium concentration level was lower. Her lisinopril was stopped, and for blood pressure, now she's on amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Before the change was made, she was having a lot of dizziness, especially with position changes. And since she's been on amlodipine, she's feeling much better without any dizziness or symptoms when she changes positions. She's also started on a Freestyle Libre 3 monitor for blood sugar, and that seems to be doing better for monitoring blood sugars 24 hours a day. She has lost 5 pounds over the last 4 months, and she reports that all her edema has resolved since she was discharged from the hospital. And she did have an echocardiogram done by her cardiologist that was reportedly normal about a month ago. And she does see Dr. Kovac, is his name, K-O-V-A-C, and he monitors and treats her hypertension. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Minor dyspnea on exertion, that is stable, none at rest, and no current edema, no claudication symptoms. Medication, in addition to the Norvasc, she's on low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lantus is 9 units once a day. Crestor, 5 milligram daily, and a vitamin D3 supplement. Physical exam, weight, 152 pounds. That's a 5-pound decrease over 6 months. Pulse is 65, and blood pressure 119 over 63. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/20. Of 2025, creatinine was improved at 1.15 with estimated GFR 49. Sodium is 136, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide is still low at 15. Her glucose was 115. And previous, she has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.5. And previous labs were done 9/11 of 25. Stool for occult blood was negative, and that was done because her hemoglobin was low at 9.2 with a hematocrit of 28.7. She had normal white count, normal platelets. Her iron was low at 24. Iron saturation is 7.9%. Ferritin level was 12, and the protein to creatinine ratio was 0.46. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with gradually improving creatinine levels. We do want her to continue checking those every 3 months. Two, anemia of unknown etiology, iron deficiency type. We've asked her to get labs rechecked this month, including iron studies, ferritin, B12, retic count, CBC, and renal panel. She may need referral to hematology or some IV iron, but with the normal, almost with the improved creatinine level, this is not renal in nature. There's some other cause for this low hemoglobin. And so we will notify you once we get those results back. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.